Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And good morning to Darren Farrell.
Good morning, Mary. Well, a very big day ahead for Shelburne in the Women's Champions League. They are in round one of qualifying. They're in Lithuania and in group eight of these qualifiers with Glasgow City, who they play in the semi-final at 10 o'clock this morning. If they win that, then they'll meet the winner of Cardiff and Sintra. They're the local side in Lithuania. They're meeting in the other semi-final later this afternoon. And then the winners play in a mini-final at the weekend to see who goes through to the next round of the competition. I'm going to be honest with you, seems all a little complex, doesn't it? And I'm wondering as well, when you look at the sides in that four that are in Lithuania, the financial sense of bringing a team from Ireland, Scotland and Wales all the way to Lithuania to play these games. Noel King is the Shelburne manager, and while he admits doing it this sort of way, bringing the clubs to Eastern Europe is a little different, he sees it as a big opportunity.
Yeah, it is. It's a bit mad. But the other thing is, you look at them names and you look at their leagues. I don't believe either team would be too far apart from each other, or either league would be too far apart. And, you know, it's what happens on the day, how you perform. It's much better, as far as I'm concerned, than maybe facing Ajax. We probably would have had to. It was a possibility that we would have met in the first round and some other stronger teams. So I'm not saying that we're going to walk the team or that we're the strongest team in it. I'm just saying that it does give us the potential to win a game or to win two games and to progress. And I'm sure Scotland and Wales would be thinking exactly the same thing as the Lithuania, with home advantage.
Also action tonight in the SSE or Tricity League Premier Division. Derry City away to UCD at 7:45. Now this is a rescheduled clash, the original game postponed in July because Derry City were involved in the Europa Conference League. Jack O'Connor is going to stay on as the Kerry football manager for another 2 years. He guided the kingdom to All-Ireland victory in 2022, but a side just came up short this summer, losing to Dublin by 2 points. The Horizon Irish Open takes place this week at the K Club. Shane Lowry, a former winner, he's one of those flying the Irish flag this week. And one thing he won't have to worry about now is making the European Ryder Cup team. On Monday, he got the nod as one of Luke Donald's captain's picks. Shane's been speaking with Greg Allen.
Is it fair to say that Luke gave you a fair nod that you were going to be there, because you didn't have to chase the last points last week, and getting your game right for the Ryder Cup is what it's all about?
Yeah, look, I spoke to Luke a lot about it, and I thought if I obviously played in Czech, and I thought if I went and played there as well and had to play here in Wentworth, I just thought it'd be too much going in if I was to go and play the Ryder Cup. And you know, if I'm going in form and I'm playing good the week of it, and he wants me to play 5 games, I think it could be a lot. So he finally gave me the nod on Sunday, which was very nice, and very excited about it and looking forward to the next few weeks ahead.
A year ago, you gave yourself a great platform to make the Ryder Cup team by winning in Wentworth. You mentioned form. Is form where you almost want it? Because it's been very close, bubbling towards the surface this year.
Yeah, look, I suppose you look at my last sort of month and it's not been great. I obviously missed a cut of Czech and missed a cut of the Open, or not my last month, wherever it was. But I think if you look at over the course of the season, I've not been far away, and that's how I feel. And I feel at some stage it's going to click, and this will be a nice few weeks for it to click.
Yeah, top 16 in both the USPGA and the US Open not that long ago, so that's decent form.
Yeah, decent. Look, I always say it, I'll show up in the big events, and I'm confident I can do that.
Well, this is a big event this week. Let's see if he can do that. Dan Sheehan, Jack Conan and Dave Kilcoyne will set out Ireland's Rugby World Cup opener against Romania on Saturday. In cycling, Rory Townsend finished 9th on stage 3 of the Tour of Britain yesterday, and that sees him move into the top 10 overall. And finally, Novak Djokovic has beaten Taylor Fritz to advance to the semi-finals of the US Open. Coco Gauff was also very impressive in beating Yelena Ostapenko to reach the last four for the very first time.